You are now listening to Meridian Arts.
The story you're about to hear is true. It takes place in the wild world of rap and contains mature content that may not be appropriate for all audiences. Like NWA said,
parental discretion's advised.
New York, San Diego, moving darts like yayo. Nobody move to cap a killer beat, say so. We keep it gun, cherry heads, best to lay low. We got that big money now, we more caked up. Got a gang, Wu-Tang, we cut your face up. So come in peace or y'all might have to leave in pieces.
Peace, y'all. My name is Parker Edison. I'm an artist and I'm fascinated by the impact of rap writers. Hip hop's 50th anniversary yielded a ton of articles and interviews on the subject. Being the black rap nerd that I am, I started to notice certain cities have something about their contribution that makes them unique. San Diego was one of those cities for a couple of reasons. I played my share of shows all over the country. Many a night has been spent in a van, taxi, or green room with my crew in a shouting match about where SD sits in the world of rap and why. Well, I tapped in with some of those close friends I've been discussing rap with, and we put together this series to break it down for you. I'm gonna map the whole thing out, but here's the deal. This isn't the history of hip-hop. This isn't a complete timeline, but it is what happened. Some details will be left out. When we talk about Two Live Crew fighting for freedom of speech, we don't name all the other albums that could have been censored that year. Keep that in mind while you're listening to this. This is about San Diego rap and the incredible way it got where it is today. You ready? Let's go. This is the San Diego story.
Stay connected to the world around you. KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
This episode brings us into the 2010s. Where the music industry has just undergone a major transformation due to the impact of Napster. The ability for average Joes to trade music with each other weakened record labels dramatically, making it possible for an unsigned rapper like Soulja Boy to use indie platforms like YouTube and other early digital media to gain widespread attention. This episode opened with a track from DJ Intro's 2007 Still Smoking mixtape, featuring Wu-Tang's Capadonna, a collab that could only come about in this new lawless landscape. Back in episode 8, you were introduced to Arthur DJ Artistic Mitchell. Locally known and internationally respected, he can testify to how wild things could get.
Hey, this is DJ Artistic Art Mitchell, San Diego best DJs, Snow Circuit DJs, and I'm so happy to be here with you on this beautiful day. So, there was a place called The Law, and I remember one spring break or something like that. They had Killer Priest performing there. Killer Priest is rocking and performing, and then there's a mic on the stage, like on the ground, like with the cable attached to it. This guy like picks up the mic, you know, he's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I honor the Wu-Tang Clan. I'm gonna honor these guys when I chop their head off. So they kind of stop the music, and this guy like gets up on the stage, and Killer Priest's like, well, what's up? So this guy kicks a verse. We're like, ooh, Killer Priest kicks a verse. We're like, oh, this guy kicks a verse. We're like, okay. Killer Priest kicks a verse. We're like, okay. Then this guy kicks the verse. And we're like, okay, it's on now. And then that's when Killer Priest did the rhyme that he does off of Jizz's album. I judge wisely, two pillars of ivory. And that guy that took the microphone jumped up on stage and went three rounds with Killer Priest at The Loft. Was Black Mikey.
Not two broke friends stick together like super glue, making it fold deep when jealousy and envy joins the crew, beginning to start the rumors about me. Smut to the fifth beat. Mikey's a trick. Mikey ain't my cool. Mikey's on Sherm. Mikey stay drunk. But all this is said behind my back because they punks. Man, I'm getting sick and tired of Jerry Springer tricks, so I got a bullet with it.
DJ Artistic mentioned renowned rapper Black Mikey, a figure who's known by everyone you've heard from so far. Hailing from Southeast San Diego, Mikey spent his early teens running the streets and dodging police. A dedicated music fan, he unearthed his talent for rapping in 1990 during his first recording session. He's consistently released music since then and is still regarded as one of the city's most gifted MCs. The night with Wu-Tang took place at a downtown venue known as The Loft. I'll elaborate on it in the second half of the show. I want to highlight some other happenings real quick. Back in episode 7, we introduced you to rapper-producer Mr. Brady, who played a pivotal role in the town's glow-up.
Beatmaker Mr. Brady.
Okay, the ASR convention downtown, that was a convention center, and it was like clothing line. So all the big clothing, like independent clothers back then, it was huge. It's like Conard and, you know, I think I'm gonna say Tribal then, and a whole bunch of people. But it was like a lot of skate companies, a lot of independent like clothing lines, but it's very hip hop oriented and a lot of skaters. And it was like combined. So it had so many people come in from all over the world, you know, at the time. So it was a dope event for Dago, and like everybody would come out, you know what I'm saying? And I'll never forget this. So one year I was walking through the convention center and I heard some dude rapping. I was like, who's that? And they're like, oh, this dude named Tupac. And they're like, oh, he's gonna be big one day or some shit. And he was rapping and shit. And it was Tupac in the booth just busting and shit.
DJ Artistic.
So Deep Rooted was actually formed with Brady and Joe Haas. We had a collective urban ministry, and I can remember us opening up for Wu-Tang Clan at 4th and B. Past that, Joe Haas and Brady started working together, and they worked on some music and stuff, and Brady liked Joe Haas, you know what I mean, from the stuff that we did. And Brady was a beast on the beats and stuff, and so they ended up kind of like working together. And then I believe Joe Haas met Bree, and then Bree did a couple songs, and then they like did some songs, and Demon was actually like, you know, helping them record it and doing some stuff like that. And then after they kind of did a project, they later on came to me and was like, yo, Art, you know, do you want to be in the group? You know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, cool. You know, I'll play my role and do what I can do. So that's kind of how I got involved in the group. They asked me to be a part of the group. And then, you know, we all pulled our resources together and we were able to have some success and accomplish some things as a team.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you guys play the SDMAs, like the San Diego Music Awards?
Yeah, I think we were the first hip-hop group to ever perform at the SDMAs.
Yo, it's been a long time. Never left you. It's Deep Rooted back, vibe out, bless you. International, worldwide, taking it. We so real with it, others out faking it. It's that vibe, y'all. You feel it in your heart. Just light an incense and let the chronic spark. We do it every day. Beats and rhymes, y'all. Finally find our way. This is it, y'all. Illuminate, eliminate, Illuminati, yeah. Drop a message and we still rock a party. Come on.
Deep Rooted garnered national attention when their music video aired on MTV. On a local level, they secured the title of Best Hip Hop Album at the 2009 San Diego Music Awards. The group further solidified their success by winning Best Hip Hop at the 2010 SDMAs and made history as the first hip hop group to perform at the event. These experiences exemplify the remarkable journey rap has taken, evolving from basic 2 or 3 person performances in available spaces to rocking club stages, dominating TV and radio airwaves. I tell you what, we're gonna take a quick break so Chris can cue up a couple clips. We'll be right back. Sit tight.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. In our first half, we heard about a wild Wu-Tang moment, and I said I'd give you the science on the place where it happened. By now, you're fully aware how the underground improv was a hot spot for freestyle rap in the 90s. In the 2000s, a new iteration popped up in downtown San Diego. Who am I here with?
I'm Godson, producer, engineer, Pack of Blacks, you know what I mean? Yeah, well, that's how we started out, at least, Pack of Blacks.
And I'm TG, short for that guy, Pack of Blacks as well.
We first started out here, what was that, 2000? Well, I think that was 2000 we started out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and still rocking, you know what I'm saying? Here we are 24 years later.
Just so I got it, can you just run down a couple cats that you've worked with in your production life?
I want to say, you know, E-40, Nipsey Hussle, Yuck Mouth, of course, J.O., you know what I'm saying? Andre Day, and Sugar Free, Cocaine, Corrupt. Man, I don't want to leave nobody out, but man, I probably can go on.
Yeah, we don't have time. We don't have time. I'm appreciating it. This is a random one. Tell me about The Loft.
I can't remember how we found it, but we used to hang out downtown all the time. We were just kind of out there, you know, freestyling, rapping, hanging out, drinking, you know, doing the young thing. It was like in a room with like a place with a bunch of computers you can use. But then they did open mic. It just kept growing and growing. I think it was already going when we found it. And pretty much it kind of came where we kind of got ourselves together, found a name, used to sign up and go up there and perform, and it got pretty big. It was really eclectic, everything, all kind of different styles, but we kind of honed ours and we were able to, like, we came up with the name there. We were rapping there. I kind of got broken in, you know, being on stage and, you know, building a rapport with the people coming to see us and stuff like that. So it got pretty big. We got involved in it and it was, you know, pushing it and flyers. And so, it was a good little situation.
Initially, who was running it?
It's Layla Aziz. Shout out to Layla Aziz.
Layla Aziz has been a key player on the scene from day one. Constantly elevating, she's expanded out of the realm of rap and carved out a niche in social justice, specifically in the space of Black and Brown politics. We wanted to get her for an interview, but as I speak, she's prepping for a public convo with legendary feminist, philosopher, and cultural icon, Angela Davis. I've never been so proud of being turned down.
She was the ringleader, because before that we was just doing open mics. When Layla got there as the first female of the crew, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's when we actually started putting things together to open up the open mic and do it ourselves.
I heard The Loft was attempting to stream content at that time, like stream live episodes.
We were streaming at that time. That's before streaming was big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my dude John Martin. They were streaming at that time to somewhere.
Wow.
You know, but I do remember that.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it was big, man. Like, it was real big.
We're having this argument of whether or not San Diego is backpack or gangster.
As a producer and being in the studio, you know, you get a lot more, you know, gangster rap than you do, you know, lyrical rap anytime when you're in Dago. I mean, shoot, let's just think about it right now. I mean, our lead dude is Mitchie. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to not follow suit when you have someone who's already been so successful in that path. You know what I'm saying? So I know guys who were, you know, who were doing lyrical rap back then, now who are gangsta. It's not too far separated, because all of these people who do gangsta rap now and who were lyrical then, they came from those communities, and, you know, that's really what it is.
Does SD rap have a sound?
Overall, no. Because we are a melting pot, most of the people that you'll meet from Dago ain't from Dago.
Mm.
There's so many different sounds in Dago, you know, and that's a lot of the reason why you're able to learn so much from other people without going anywhere else, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Because you got all of these people right here in front of you.
Remember that list of things that makes us different? 1. San Diego rap life and San Diego street life run very close together. 2. San Diego has a knack for being criminally ahead of the mainstream. 3. SD rappers tend to excel because our art and business acumen are often equally sharp. 4. Our love-hate relationship with record labels. 5. We're always in the right place. Because of our proximity to LA, we learn the way they do things and acknowledge that as the standard. Here's number 6. Nowhere except Boston gets traffic like us. There's only one other place similar to us in the world of rap, and I have it on good authority that this fact influences our approach and the way we operate.
My name is Dart Adams. I'm a historian, fact checker, researcher, journalist. I appear in documentaries, a lot of films, fact check books. Any project, film, television, they want to get a timeline or fact straight about, whether it be sports, the music industry, Black music continuum, anything, I'm the guy to come to.
Where does San Diego fit in the world of rap?
The big signing, as far as I remember, is Jam Master Jay had a record label called JMJ, and he brings up a dude called J.O. Felony and signs him to like Def Jam RAL. And J.O. Felony is a big deal. So when I think about the San Diego scene, so you thought it was just like, you know, black folks from, you know, the West Coast, what have you. But as the time passed on and rolled out, we started realizing that San Diego was a different animal than other spots in California. There was a lot of Chicano acts. Like, for instance, the first guys we hear from the SD area is Night Owl, Johnny Z. There's this group called Aztec Tribe. There was a lot of people that were like involved in gang culture because there was like a really big gang scene there. I know like Mitchy Slick, who's from Strong Arm Steady, is also from there. You know, of course, on the West Coast, everything is like very different, right? So, but the thing is that when you grow up in Boston, the thing about Boston is a transient city. So it's considered a college town, but also it's a media market. So you come here for work, you come here for college, you come here for school, or you move here for whatever reason, opportunity. So that means that in Boston, we get everybody. We get people from California, we get people from down south, we get people from the Pacific Northwest. And when they used to come, they used to bring their music.
Dart just shared a mind-blowing comparison. I've never considered it until he said it, but Boston and San Diego are so incredibly similar. Boston has MIT, we have UCSD University. Their big brother is New York, ours, Los Angeles. Canadian writer Alex Kuchema from Underground Vault said he was getting underground rap from two spots, one in San Diego and the other in Boston.
When I mentioned hip hop shops, you guys had Access Hip Hop. Like, if we're really going back to like my first introductions to San Diego rap, having the only two ways of acquiring music in Canada being undergroundhiphop.com and Access Hip Hop, San Diego and Boston. Those are the two places I could buy rap music.
The perks of being a central hub are a reoccurring theme that we hear in the responses we get from guests. For example, in this interview with writer Jay Smith, talent manager and show promoter Tim Time Is Money Richardson speaks on labels breaking new artists here.
What artists were coming through, you know, that time period?
From big artists on down to small. So it was like we introduced Mac-10 before people really knew who Mac-10 was. Rapping Forte, Diggable Planets, Jay Rude the Damager, Wu-Tang, you know, Big Pun, just different people came through, you know what I mean? Like Junior Mafia, I remember they came and like, you know, no one really knew who they were. Far Side, Who Riders, E-40, just everybody who pretty much came through because we had every record label. It was weird.
So with all this going on, why isn't San Diego rap official? Well, that's the thing. Maybe it is. And has been all along. Maybe the fact that we have this much to talk about is actually evidence of our constant presence in every stage of hip hop. I say maybe because we're still not looking at the whole picture yet. The season's almost over, but I got a couple more things I want to show you. Like, what does San Diego, 2 Live Crew, and the Constitution have in common? Be here next week to find out.
Yeah.
From Meridian Arts and KPBS, this is episode 10 of Rap Diego, a San Diego story. In our next episode, we follow artists who stretched their illustrious careers by re-releasing their underground hits and new music. Plus, we revisit a legal case in which a San Diego rapper fought for more than just freedom of speech.
The gun, in my sense, was a mixtape called No Safety, which had a cover. The cover had a gun on the cover, you know what I'm saying? Which was a metaphor, obviously. But they didn't know it was a revolver, which a revolver has no safety.
Rap Diego is a co-production of KPBS and Meridian Arts. Host and co-creator, Parker Edison. Episodes written by Jay Smith, Chris Reyes, Don Jegger, and Stephen Flex. Extra special thanks to guest writer Melody Harold. Editing by Platform Collection. Music soundtrack by Monday Adams. Executive producer for KPBS is Lisa Jane Morissette, KPBS Director of Audio Programming and Operations. Technical and operational support provided by KPBS technical producer, sound designer, Adrian Villalobos, and KPBS producer, Julio Ortiz Franco. This programming is made possible in part by the KPBS Explore Content Fund. Shout outs in no particular order to Lyrical Groove, Sound Collage, Don Elway, The Knee Highs, Adonis the Hottest, Marty McFly, Quan Vu, SD Raps, Surge, recognized in Carcino's YouTube page. See y'all soon.
Now playing Please Stand By the Icons.
Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by.
Operators are standing by.
Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by.
We are go for liftoff in
Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by.
Please listen carefully.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Hard Rock. From the center of the grid, like the All-Star. Ever changing, ever turned, then you got. Used to be under construction till we bought chopped. Get to maximum safe distance if you think not. Better than Al Sharpton's perm when the grease pops. I beat them like slots or even chest to copper pot. Till the body drops, till nobody talks.
I no longer feel the urge to impart wisdom. They don't listen. I'd rather dismember your anatomy and revel in the decomposition.
We rotate ridiculous lounge with the meticulous. Eviscerate thoughts like burning down synthesis.
Severed appendages, lay strewn cross limitless. Pages that resemble your forehead when it hemorrhages.
I got a temper, flip the receptacle and endanger.
Injure the whole equation equally and return to sender.
Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by.
Operators are standing by.
Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30.
Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by.
Please listen carefully.
Etch in the Iceman. We keep it thorough like a neurosurgeon playing operation with your girdle.
Sounds funny, but we're nothing to play with like Dr. Giggles. You need to be Jeffrey Leary like Dahmer looking for Vittles.
Check the answer to the riddle. No soul in the middle. Red cat with a bad dribble that got smacked to bits and kibbles.
We got it all smashed like beef in a forming griddle.
You suck like a bissel. Keep gnawing on the squad like gristle.
I'm as ill as whatever they put in the vial when they created AIDS. I don't care anymore. Like Germans on London air raids. Wherever it's hitting, sketch says time for Frosty to get him. So I'm spitting at him. Like I was splitting an atom. A venomous forte. You knew eventually I'd have more to say. Mortified, cause of what I personify. Morbid day. What's more, I don't play like Charlie Whitehurst on Sunday. I make sense like Korean Nike factory workers pay.
Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by.
Operators are standing by.
Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by.
We are go for liftoff in
T-minus 30. Please stand by. Please stand by.
Please listen carefully.
This station has interrupted its regular program at the request of the United States government to participate in the emergency broadcast system. During this period, some stations will stay on the air as part of the emergency broadcast system. Those stations will broadcast news and information for the general public in the assigned areas. You should now tune your radio dial until you hear a station which is broadcasting news and information for your area. Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area. I repeat, this station will not be.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.